Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Hey, Taggets, you got a combine or a tractor that needs serviced? Check out Complete Ag Resolutions. Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. They're a family-based business where the customer always comes first. Check them out at facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions. Hey, Gatch.
Aww.
We're on Stitcher.
Stitcher.
You want to listen on Stitcher?
Stitcher.
Cause I'll still remember.
And now it's time for the TagCast podcast with Terry and Gatch. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk off name. I don't like your jerk off face. I don't like your jerk off behavior. And I don't like you. Jerk off.
See, because I paid a link for weed like in the 70s and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The TagCast podcast starts right now.
Shit, start over, you piece of shit. Will you do the saxophone solo? Gatch. Do it. Okay, never mind.
It's trombone, isn't it?
Probably. Welcome to the TagCast podcast, episode 35, with Rainy Day Women, number 12, and...
number 35.
My name is Terry Guile, and my co-host is across the table from me.
I'm getting stoned.
Well, you Everybody. Better. You must.
All right, then I will.
I'm throwing rocks at him as we speak.
Yeah. Happy... Hey, that's a rock.
That was a pencil.
That's a rock pencil. Hey, happy Friday, everybody.
Friday. Thank God it's Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Is that TGIF?
Yeah.
Terry Guile is fun.
Thank God. Yep.
Terry Guile's fucked.
And joining us today...
special unannounced guest.
Jim Louder.
Say it louder.
Jim Louder.
Okay, cool.
Hello.
Hi,
What's
Jim.
Going on, Jim?
Not a lot.
Good to have you back in the old studio.
Well, thank you.
The TagCast check. Yeah.
It's great to be here.
It is. It's a lot of fun.
He walked
like
here. He walked here.
Yeah.
He's a walker.
Did you? You didn't? Yeah.
I didn't walk here.
Oh. I saw you walk up.
Yeah,
from your car.
I parked across the street.
I was trying to make you sound
You hear that
cool.
car coming from a mile away, too. The wear indicators on the brakes are just going nuts right now.
So
I get a lot of looks on the street, and it's not because of how awesome that car is. That's for sure.
Like, man, I hope that guy can stop at the stoplight. It's not sounding good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Bobby Dylan. You guys big Bob Dylan fans?
No.
Not anymore. No. It was the only song I could find with 35 in the title.
I went through my phase, and there's still a few songs that I like the Subterranean Blues.
That was kind of rap in its premature stage.
Yeah, yeah.
I did find a song called 35 something by Porcupine Tree. Have you ever heard of those guys?
No.
It was a weird acid trip song that was so long that I couldn't even fathom using it as a background. But so I went with the old stoner Bob Dylan because... we're talking about Measure 80 and how it didn't pass on Tuesday night. We don't even know if that's true. So, yeah. Disclaimer, pre-recorded podcast.
Yeah. I always give them a yes for effort, though.
Yeah.
I do.
I wrote in.
If they can get it on there, like if there's stoners out there with enough motivation
to
actually push something through legislation, get it on the ballot, then hey.
More power to them.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to make a difference, trying to change things. Can't fault people that want to.
And then it'll
get out there and do something.
It'll totally backfire in their face, too.
Well, you know, there's always that chance, right?
Yeah. There is always a chance of just about anything.
Well, there's a slight chance of showers. That's
lately.
What I'm talking about, right?
Yep.
Now, you know the difference between showers and just straight up rain, right? There is a difference.
I don't.
I read about
rain
it.
Is full coming down. It's yep. raining rain.
Yeah. Right?
Showers is just a little
every like 15 minutes.
Here. Yeah, it's good. I don't think showers is like a bunch of little like 10 to 20 minute.
If it's longer rains. Than 20 minutes, it's rain.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's slight chance of showers.
That's fucking stupid. Weather.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah. I'd never.
You know,
yeah.
The weather guy doesn't have our shower head.
No.
Because our shower head is way better than rain.
Oh, but does
is.
It go so more than 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, because that's pretty much the max yeah. shower
can,
time for most
crank,
people.
You can crank uh-huh. them down a little bit and get the water heater. I mean, if you just want to hang out in the shower.
I mean, you yeah. can do a
you'd
quick
get away with 45 minutes.
A quick sweat rinse without washing your hair in probably 2 minutes, you know,
yeah.
with a
yeah.
shower. But you could really indulge and stay in there for 20 minutes just like turn into a prune. But maybe that's how they determine that
prune
a shower
bombs.
Is just about as long as you would normally take a shower.
Maybe.
It maybe. Could be 2
or
minutes.
It's just enough
it could
to get
be 20.
You just that wet.
Because who showers like more than a half hour? I remember those episodes of Seinfeld
well,
where Kramer.
It depends on who has a babysitter and who doesn't. You know,
if you don't have a babysitter, it's a 2 minute shower.
It is.
And the baby's in the bathroom dying of fog or wait, steam inhalation. Hey, I got a question for both of you. You probably know more about it. I just heard about this thing that I didn't know was a real thing.
Jazzercise.
November 17th, Yob is playing with Voivod and Neurosis.
Yeah, I heard about that.
I heard about it too, obviously, but just recently, and I'm just, I don't know, I wish I lived there, but we're going to be doing something else that night anyway, but still,
mm-hmm.
how do they get hooked up? I know they're just awesome, and that's why they get most of their cool shows.
That's
but
pretty much
they...
it. Yeah, I mean, that's it.
Okay, because they mean, probably got asked. I'm sure Scott probably asked them, or some of the guys from Neurosis
sure,
probably
I mean,
said, please.
Neurosis likes Yob, Yob likes Neurosis.
And it's their record release party.
And,
yeah.
yeah,
and I think that's in Oakland, not
yeah,
San Francisco.
Why not? Such a great show, though. I mean, I can't imagine. I got the chance to see a lot of Yob shows with
mm-hmm.
some pretty great bands,
yeah.
and I was just floored beside myself. And
well, you got to play with Neurosis and Yob. Correct?
No, we didn't play with Neurosis.
No?
No, we never played with Neurosis.
Oh, you guys were up there. I saw Yob and Neurosis and Brothers of the Sonic Cloth. Oh, maybe it was Ludacris that played that night. But I saw Dustin there. Reesburg.
Yeah.
You guys didn't play that night?
We didn't play that night.
I smoke a lot of weed, so sometimes the shows just get all melted together. Mm-hmm. But
I can do it.
But Voivod, I didn't even. I mean, I know they played in Seattle about 2 or 3 months ago, but I didn't know that they were still doing a full time thing. That's
yeah,
awesome.
I had no idea about that show.
Yeah, I didn't think you did. That's why I'm letting you know. That's awesome.
All right.
And then I also found out
about.
I won't
be able to make it, I'm doing
something
else.
That you probably know about and you probably don't. I don't know why
right.
I think that, but a new project from Mike from Yob called VOHL.
Mm-hmm. I saw something about that.
What is that? Just a new band?
I don't
That's
know.
That's awesome. He's just a singer?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Okay.
He's just a singer in a rock and roll band? Or
he's just
it...
a singer in a VOHL band.
Yeah, he's singing in that band. And
yeah.
from what some of the folks that I hang out with have told me, it's incredible.
Yeah. From what I saw, the people that are involved in it has to be a couple people that used to be in Ludacris and are in Hammers of Misfortune and a Agolic. Which I just like saying because it sounds like you have a speech impediment. A Agolic. So, but yeah, I'm excited to hear that. I think they're based out of San Francisco, but it says San Francisco Eugene on their website because obviously Mike's from Eugene. But excited to hear that. So that's cool that those guys are busy.
So what kind of music is it, though? I mean,
I don't know yet.
Rock and roll, metal.
I heard that it was really heavy punk-influenced heaviness.
It said artists we like said Discharge, and that was the only one.
Really?
And Discharge is pretty old school, D-beat, punk, kind of, I don't know. Different than what Yob does, for sure. So, yeah, I'm excited to hear it just because of the bands that are involved and the members that are involved. So
yeah.
I tried to convince somebody earlier that before Jim Morrison was the Lizard King, that he was known as Lizard Lips.
Why? Do you think his lips look like lizard?
No, I just thought it was funny.
That's kind
you
of
know,
funny.
It's a funny
his
thing
lips
to
until
say.
Later.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, lizard lips was later?
No, I think his lips filled out.
Oh, his lips filled out.
His lips filled out.
His lips filled out.
And his eyes, you know, they drew back those little cones that lizards have.
You got a Botox, maybe.
Yeah. He also didn't fall for that he was Mr. Jomo Rising. before he turned a couple letters around.
Yeah, it just didn't sound right.
Yeah.
He was really wasted on heroin.
Yeah, he's like, Jomo, wait, if I switch
Ray Manzarek's like, Mojo. You should change it to Mojo, dude, because that's already kind of cool. Get your mojo rising. I think that might have been an accident.
I'm really
hear that conversation like, oh, shit, man. I didn't even think of that.
That's awesome. Yeah. I am the Lizard King. I can do anything. So, Jim, what's Norska doing right now? Nothing? Anything? Everything?
Writing stuff.
Cool.
Yeah. Awesome. We're not playing a lot of shows. We're just kind of working on getting things together for some recording.
Excellent.
I'm excited to hear
last time we talked to you was right before your vinyl release. How did that go?
And the tour, too. It was right before the tour. Yeah. I believe I've talked to you about it, but we haven't talked on the air. How was the tour?
It was, all of it was absolutely fantastic.
Cool.
Yeah, it was great.
You get to go to a lot of places you've never been before?
Yes.
Cool.
Yes, I did.
I didn't know how much travel you had under your belt in the past, because some people travel a lot and some people don't. So that's awesome.
Did most of the traveling that I've done in my lifetime, aside from around the Northwest, up and down the West Coast, is certainly involved in that tour.
Mm-hmm.
I love to drive, and I had the opportunity to drive for a big portion of that tour, and it was rad.
Yeah,
to be able to drive
in a nice vehicle,
you really get to see all that stuff.
Because it's fun to drive, but if you kind of got a shitty van or something that you have to drive, that you kind of have to work to drive it, but you guys had a new rental that was...
Well, rentals are really, really reasonable these days.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, one of the first things I talked to Amber about when I got back from tour was, we're going to rent an RV, and we're going to go out. I mean, it's like, it'll be our vacation. We'll do it for a week or 2 weeks.
We've talked about doing that.
Save a little bit for a year, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And make that your vacation, and it's 100% reasonable.
Yeah.
The only there's a few things that I thought about while we were on the road, like would have been great, like a fridge and just all that kind of stuff out there. You know, the RV is not really realistic. But then
not
I started thinking
band,
about
right?
what about, you know, like a modified, those toy haulers, they call them.
Right.
Like,
it's half.
Opens up.
Yeah.
And what if, because I've seen a few of those, but I've also been behind them on the freeway, and you can see that their axles are both axles. There's two axles, and both of them are typically like bowed out, and the tires on the back are kicked out a little bit. So
that would be room for equipment and gear.
Yeah,
and then have a little living area.
Yeah, but then you could legally hang out and sit at the table without your seatbelt on, because it's that kind of vehicle in most states, you know.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which is really great. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a cool thing to do. We traveled to, God, where did we go? Idaho, I think, with the grandparents in their RV. And it was gigantic. It was a retirement vehicle that they had, and that's what they were going to do. And it was cool. It was really cool to just be able to hang out and sit back there and watch a movie and read a book.
And drive down the road.
Internet.
Get to where you're going.
So that kind of thing would, of course, be the ultimate.
I've never heard it called a retirement vehicle, an RV.
Well, I mean, for...
But that's awesome.
It's for their means. For their
like a
means.
Recreational vehicle. Yeah, like, hey, retirement.
What do you want to buy? A retirement, buy a retirement place. We could get like a 400 square foot number downtown. Yeah. Or we could buy an RV.
So how far east did you guys make it? Did you go all the way to the East Coast, or did you just
No, we went over to
Louisiana.
Chicago, St. Louis.
And then down?
Yeah, and then down.
Right on. So Midwest, basically.
Yeah, Midwest tour.
Cool.
Hitting the Bible Belt.
Yeah, right? We did. We did, absolutely. Little Rock was great in that regard, because the bands that were playing were, there was kind of that, this, some sort of air about them or something, so it attracted that certain kind of fan or whatever. And
Was that the Weed Eater show?
Yeah. Weed Eater, and St. Vitus, and Yah.
You got a short in your cord over there?
Yeah, I'm all right, though.
All right.
we played this show, and it was fantastic, because it was just the kind of caliber of people that were... That couldn't, like, a lot of them couldn't stay away from talking about, like, well, you know, this is the Bible Belt, you know? And it used to be, and a lot of them had stories about how things used to be.
Oh, wow.
Where it used to be shows would get shut down. It used to be that church groups would come out, and it just wasn't happening, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah. So it was cool to hear stories like that.
Wow. Yeah.
But, yeah, that was a.
Diverse perspectives and different social climates, I guess, right?
Yeah.
And I heard you guys were successful in your moving of merch? You sold out your records on the road?
Yeah, we did. The ones that we had for the road, we only took 100 copies with us.
Yeah, because I went and checked out your guys' homecoming show and was hoping to buy a record, and you guys were out. So
we
that was
out.
A bummer. But yeah, I think I can still order one from... They still have them at Brutal Panda, or are they out?
They do. There's some at Happy Trails in Corvallis.
Oh, really? Okay, that'd be better.
I dropped off 4 of them.
That'd be awesome to
but
go there instead.
Also, if I mean, you guys do this, so...
Yeah.
Regularly.
Yeah.
At a scheduled time.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
I could probably just bring one down for you.
Well, either way, I would like to get my hands on one.
Yeah.
And for sure.
They're available on Bandcamp, too. Norska.bandcamp.com. Mm-hmm.
And probably through the
Brutal
Panda
and
Records.
Brutal Panda, too.
And make sure anybody who goes there, make sure you add records, because I went to BrutalPanda.com, and it was like a different site.
Yeah.
And Panda you could records. Maybe... wonder what that site would be.
Sounds entertaining.
It was some kind of a fetish site that I didn't want to be at.
Oh, that's a
Brutal Panda. Don't hurt the bears.
That's cool. Yeah. I love Bandcamp, though, man. I think it's a great tool for the artists.
Bandcamp's pretty sweet. We've seen a lot of people putting their stuff out there via Big Cartel also. I don't think Big Cartel has a revenue share, or their revenue mm-hmm. share is... Either they don't have one, or it's a fraction of what Bandcamp is. But, yeah, Big Cartel's a popular one, too.
Huh, I had not heard
of
that.
A lot of people are starting to move over there.
Hmm.
Yeah. Huh.
Seems like there's always...
So are people having
it's
issues
worth,
with Bandcamp to
I mean,
where they're
sure.
switching over for, or...?
Well, I think some bands have both, because they both have their different crowds that'll go to that
Right on. Yeah, I love the way it's easy to use, it's easy to get stuff up there,
yeah.
And then, you know, I mean, you can... free or whatever, let people do your things. There's even a couple I put just a file that I wanted to sell on there, like a PDF file, and then I put plus a free bonus song, and then sold it by Bandcamp for like $2.
Did you get many takers?
Yeah, there was.
Sweet.
It was like a football pool, office pool thing.
Sports?
Cool. Yeah.
The old sports things. Yeah. Right on. Yeah, we had a good weekend last weekend for sports. All of our Oregon teams won, and I don't know why I know that, but I do.
Did they?
Portland State Blazers.
I just meant the major NBA and the college teams.
That's racist.
Yeah,
the NBA doesn't even count as a sport anymore.
It never did to me.
All right, then we're all in agreement, right?
Let's kill all the sports people. Can we?
Sure.
No. Racist is a harsh word.
Do you think they should let to be...
Sportsists.
Do you think they just should be allowed to use performance-enhancing drugs?
I do.
I think
do.
So, too.
I think, they should have... There's that classic Saturday Night Live sketch. It was the all-drug Olympics where Kevin Nealon's lifting weights and he rips his arms off. You know?
Yeah.
His arms are left hanging on to the weights.
Yeah.
I think they should have that, and I think it would be absolutely fantastic because, I mean, you get these guys... I've seen people just average... people running down the street so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody that has ever seen any kind of police video or anything like that has seen what humans, like even like fat humans, big fuckers like me, are capable of doing, like getting up a telephone pole if they got if they got the right motivation.
Yeah,
like a
yeah.
bear.
Yeah.
Or I guess
well,
bears.
I like the so Monty Python had the one sketch where they had Olympics for people with disabilities or whatever, and one was the 500 or the 50 meter breaststroke for people who couldn't swim, and so they all dove in the pool and then sunk to the bottom, and they had the long distance race for the people with weak bladders, so you saw people running in and out of the bushes the whole race, and then they had the 100 meter dash for the deaf. And so the guy just kept sitting there shooting the gun, and no one was taking off.
Love those guys. They need to do more. I'm sure they're probably too old to be funny anymore.
Well, no. John Cleese was on that commercial.
For what?
Comcast or something.
I want to know what Michael Palin's doing.
He did that traveling show for a long time, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, but I want to know what he's doing. Like
right now.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, right now is what I want to do.
What are you doing at 7:16?
Eating some crisps. Watching the telly.
He's eating spam, eggs, and spam.
I'd like to think that if he's eating crisps watching the telly, that he's probably writing something really great about the Olympics without the Olympics, the big game, the election.
Election. Those things that just happened a few days ago. Yeah, me and Dustin are so politically ignorant that we don't know, like, okay, so after the voting on Tuesday night, how long is it going to take before they actually announce who the president is? Like, it could be 2 weeks or something, if they have some hanging chads or recount.
Well, it depends on how landslide-ish it is, right?
Or how close it is.
I think a lot of people know on election night by watching the numbers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Once it gets to 270 or whatever, the electoral votes.
We voted our house because it's all on the same piece of paper.
Right.
And there's stuff in Oregon that is, of course, you got to vote on that stuff. It's local, great. You know, yeah,
right?
You got kind of stuff you got to be involved
stuff
in.
Local stuff is
like
the stuff.
Like this year they had that kicker for the schools, like taking kicker checks and give them to schools.
Yeah, I saw that one.
I thought that was brilliant. And I'm not trying to take a political stand or get all serious or anything.
Right.
But
they also had that
the inheritance tax thing, the heretic tax, all that stuff.
What is the heretic tax?
That's a tough one. I don't know.
That's a good one.
I didn't read the thing. I just voted for it.
Sounds evil.
Whoever thought of it deserves a yes.
Yes. So back to the tour thing, if you had to choose, what do you think was the best attended show, like as far as the city, like where you had the biggest turnout?
Oh, damn. That's a tough one.
Because they were probably pretty equal, maybe?
Well, no.
Is that why?
I mean, we played a lot of different size venues on the tour. Some nights were way better than others.
Yeah, that's why I thought.
And
maybe
that doesn't
even
have, like, that has to do more with, like, the show. It's how great the show was and how great the people were that were there.
Yeah.
So... Mm-hmm. You get into some small joints and you play for these little crowds. Used to playing. Like
exactly.
The stuff that we're used to playing.
A more intimate show.
But you get in there with a band like that, like Yob, you know, who has this great draw and this great crowd and a lot of really open-minded people that are just there to get down, basically.
Right.
And they're really excited about Yob
playing. Yeah.
So you get in there and you support a show like that and it's...
Well,
it doesn't really matter, like, the size of the venue or how many people are there. It's
I know that, like, some of the best shows could be some that maybe don't have the most people, but I was just curious, like, as far as, like, what city, and I probably know that it wouldn't make that much bearing on if that city was more supportive of their music scene or they, like, doom better. It'd just be the night. It just
like
happened
that,
to be.
That one big crowd.
Yeah.
Man.
Wasn't the Little Rock show?
Well, that's the thing is, that's hard for me to describe because it's more like... When you get up on one of the bigger stages, there's a lot more lights and all that, and there's, you know, the stage is up a little bit higher off the ground, all that kind of shit. So it's really hard to say.
Yeah.
When you get to a place, of course, and you've toured, you get to a place and it's empty and you take your stuff in there, it looks small or big.
Yeah.
And it's weird because either or could... The opposite could happen.
Exactly.
A shitload of people in a really small place, and it's like, holy shit.
Yeah, it's packed.
Man, there's 30,000 people here. Yeah. We're going to sell some fucking shirts.
Yeah.
So they had some good local scenes going on, though, right?
There's
that's always good to know there's scenes out there being supported and people going out to shows all over.
For sure. Well, that's all I got. What do you got, Dustin? Anything?
Lizard lips.
You do got... I feel like I got lizard lips right now because I was at the comedy show on Monday, and this guy was talking about his girlfriend having a dry vagina, vaginal dryness. So it became a theme of the night pretty much. And then I got up there and went up there last and gave a tip to all the ladies if you can't figure out why your vaginal dryness is coming back. I think it's from smoking too much weed. It's like cotton mouth. Smoke too much weed, you get dry box.
Dry box?
Dry box.
That's
hilarious. It sucks because if you're both stoned, then you don't even have enough saliva to spit on it. My mouth's dry. Jim's spitting in my Mountain Dew bottle. Damn it. I'm going to drink that later.
You should, dude. I'm going to start adding quarters to a jar, and we'll...
For what? Every time you cuss?
No, and then whoever ends up drinking the bottle can take the whole jar of quarters.
Ooh, what a great prize. 75 cents. Thank you.
No, it'll get bigger and bigger, though.
What will? The jar?
Yeah, the jar of money.
Yeah, and the bottle will get worse and worse.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So each time you spit, you got to put a quarter in? Or what?
No,
How does it work?
I don't know. We'll get a sponsor to put some money in a jar. How about right. People send us some quarters.
I'm not drinking it. I changed my mind.
All right.
Okay. Hey, did you guys play any places that were like kind of, were, or did you go through any places that were kind of backwoodsy that like, or did you always stay in a hotel or a house, or did you ever sleep in the van? Like, did you ever go any woodsy places like where it might be kind of spooky or might
there
see
were a lot of places that were spooky.
You didn't see any Bigfoot?
I didn't see any Bigfoot. We came through the Redwoods on the way back up the West Coast. We took 101 up that way.
Huh.
And I was looking all over.
For Bigfoot?
And mushrooms.
So you guys said you played it was, is it Boise? Or you played in, wait, you played in Salt Lake City or not?
Yeah, we played in Salt Lake and Boise.
At Burt's Tiki Lounge,
yeah,
probably?
That was one of those shows that was a, it's a slightly smaller place.
Uh-huh.
But the crowd... It's Salt Lake just City is
makes
rad.
It so awesome.
They're so great.
Yeah.
How many?
Not as many Mormons there at the shore that you would have thought were there.
Yeah, huh? there were probably a few.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering what the wife ratio was to.
I mean, there was a lot of dudes that were, or dudes and girls too, that were there that weren't drinking.
Yeah.
They weren't drinking liquor, alcohol, or anything. Just kind of hanging out and watching the show and rocking out and talking to people.
That's cool.
And so who knows?
Now, this guy in Utah just the other day, Salt Lake City, says he saw Bigfoot for sure. For Shizzle. He was camping in Provo Canyon, and they have it on video. So they posted it on YouTube. They didn't give a link to the thing or anything, but said that they thought it was a bear at first, but then when it stood up and looked right at him, they took off running. They're positive that it was Bigfoot.
Why would they run then? Because Bigfoot is lovable.
They were fucking with
him. He just wants to give a
They
hug.
Were throwing jerky and shit at him.
They're all hopped up on goofballs
and like,
whiskey.
No!
That's
they're like, fuck, that ain't no bear. That's Bigfoot. But, so I don't know if I can find that or not, but I'd love for Bigfoot to be found and spotted and, like, documented.
I would too.
Because then
really
it would make things better for me.
Why?
Because I've tried to believe it, and then I've been just not believing it lately because of all the Bigfoot shows, and they never find him.
They don't ever.
They always
maybe
get
they
so close.
There's plenty of great videos out there, though.
Oh, yeah.
There is.
They're all blurry, though.
Well, that's the thing. I think he is just a blurry creature.
You've said that before.
He's
you can focus in on him, and he's just blurry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's just a blurry animal.
It's because he's running so fast, right?
The X-Files
maybe his molecules are moving so fast.
The X-Files had an episode, and I think it was about... I think what they decided it was Spanish conquistadors or Vikings or something that had come over to the Americas. And there had been all these sightings and Bigfoot, and it's always blurry and all that, you know?
Uh-huh.
And they found these creatures that lived in this little cave. And they were humanoid, but they could just, like, camo out.
Huh.
Yeah. And that's what they figured Bigfoot was. They didn't say that on the show or whatever. But
yeah, but that's what they insinuated.
That's kind of what they put together, I guess.
Huh. It, right? We got a couple previous guests who believe that Bigfoot is an alien.
An alien?
Yeah.
Jeez.
And that he eats his, that the Bigfoot eat their old, and that's why you never find them, because the younger Bigfoot eat the old ones, and that's why you never find a dead Bigfoot anywhere.
Well, I think, if Bigfoot's the real deal, and the Bigfoot is living in the Pacific Northwest with all the volcanoes and the faults that run through here.
Yeah.
The geology of the place. The fossil record in maybe, several thousand years, maybe several hundred thousand years will turn something up.
Maybe.
And they'll freak out because they'll be in the same layer.
They're like, you were right the whole time.
But I think it could be an alien. Because if you came down from an alien and you wanted to disguise yourself to get like some...
Photographs
samples,
taken of you?
No, to get some samples of the forest soil and stuff like that. And
you mean like some truffles?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you were like, we don't have a huge budget to spend on a costume, but we'll kind of make you look like an ape / bear. It'll confuse people.
We'll make you look like this thing that's non-threatening.
Yeah.
Because the media will run with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We can't send you down there as a gray. They're not responding well to that. We even put that Seth guy, Seth Rogen comedian behind that movie, Paul. And my kid loves that movie. She thinks it's great. He's like, God, he's so great, Paul.
I don't think I've seen it. I'll
have to
check it out.
Simon Pegg and Nick Frost, one of their movies.
Huh. I'll have to check it out.
This pot smoking alien Paul, but it's that that actor.
Oh, wait, I saw part of that. Yeah.
It's Jeff Garland is the voice, right?
Jeff Garland? No, I thought it was... I thought it was that Seth
Rogen.
Seth Rogen guy.
Oh, yeah, that's
not
right.
Am I thinking of Joe Rogan? Not the, not the mixed martial arts guy.
No.
But the
Fear Factory, guy.
Shows, shows up and everything. You know,
actually, I've been watching news radio, and I didn't realize how much he was on there.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
he was like a regular, and that was 96. And I like when he came on Fear Factor, I didn't even know who he was.
News radio is such a great show.
It is. Man, I missed it. And fantastic. He kind of turned me on to it, and I've been watching since I watched the pilot, and I think I've watched about 5 episodes. And my wife keeps coming in. She's like, what are you watching? It's news radio.
Classic.
And she's like,
the cast is just so well done, and it's before everybody knew that Andy Dick was a freak.
Yeah, but you could tell now, in retrospect, when you go back and watch it, that he was.
And
some of the scenarios, even that.
Yep. Dave Foley was just coming off of Kids in the Hall.
And now, is that guy Stephen Root? The is that the boss guy's name?
Yeah.
Is he the dude
Jimmy James
from the Office Space movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I thought so, but he was so much younger.
He's also Bill Dotrieve.
And he didn't have the glasses and the mustache.
King of the Hill.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
He's also on, he's playing this really killer role on Boardwalk Empire right now.
Really?
Yeah. I think that's a Showtime show. Or maybe it's HBO.
HBO.
Is it?
Because
HBO,
he's such a different
couple seasons. Season and a half.
I really like that show.
Yeah.
The first couple seasons, it's all it's just kind of brutality and there's character development, but it's dry as hell and it's kind of hard to get into. But I've invested in it, so now, you know, I think it's the third season now.
Yeah.
Maybe, third season or fourth, I don't know.
I don't know.
But it's good.
I don't know. I'll have to check it out because I've been looking for some good stuff to get into.
But his character in News Radio is so far removed from the dude from Office Space.
Oh, yeah.
But I can see the similar, and he's so greasy. Yeah.
Have you seen Red State?
I did see that, yeah.
He was great in that, too.
Yeah, and just to think that this was 96 when News Radio was out.
Yeah, and, I mean,
I don't know how I missed that show. I guess I was too busy watching Seinfeld.
He was pretty well known then, though, too, I remember. I mean, he was a familiar face.
Yeah.
But I didn't know, you know, Jimmy James. He was an eccentric millionaire.
Jimmy James.
Yeah, and then you got Phil Hartman, obviously, right?
Yeah, that's classic.
Yeah,
you know, I recently watched the episode where they were making the ban on smoking in the office.
Oh yeah, is that when he filled up his thing with smoke afterwards?
Yeah, and the whole booth was full of smoke. Yeah, and they were trying to tell him just let him smoke because he's like reading his news stories, just like
he wasn't delivering them right.
Authorities in Florida said a man accused of engaging in a sex act with a miniature donkey is asking for his animal back, which is an actual story. Great segue, right? Crazy Floridians in Ocala, Florida. Carlos Romero, 31, is charged with animal cruelty. The animal is currently in protective custody, and he wants his donkey back.
So is this like a ransom moment where he's like Mel Gibson?
Give me back my donkey!
He was accused of having sex with this donkey on August 15th, and his court appearance just happened, and he got a bail set, or he's in jail too now, and his bail is $20,000. But he wants his donkey back when he gets out because he said he paid his $500 for the donkey.
Yeah, well, he did.
And the animal may end up for adoption.
They should just let him call the donkey, like on the old film version of the musical Annie.
Yeehaw! Yeehaw!
Okay, is this your donkey? Yeah. Well, let's let the donkey decide whether he wants to go home with you or not. And then call him.
Go to the guy.
Burr. Whatever it is.
Burr, burr.
It could be a girl.
That's a Jenny, though, right?
I guess this is a miniature donkey, so
Jenny
it must
or
be
jackass.
A male.
That's tough.
I don't know. What?
I didn't know that stuff still went on in America. I thought it was just a Mexico thing.
What?
Donkey fucking.
There's a thing for
well,
everybody.
Well, you
everywhere.
Know, though, that there was
a guy in
there's
Portland
a law on the books. Bestiality is legal in Florida, I do believe. And they recently tried to outlaw it, but it did not pass.
In the House? Or did it go to a vote?
Well, I think it was
please tell me it went to a vote.
I think it was...
statewide! Hey, you want fuck animals?
I think it was one of those things to where they tried...
Maybe!
They put that and then tied some ludicrous law to try to get passed through, you know, along with it.
Oh, writer.
Yeah,
oh,
and then...
That's
fun. We tried to get it through, and so people voted. Yeah, that... I don't know. That might just be in certain parts of Florida.
Well, he pleaded not guilty to animal cruelty. And the funny thing is, his
donkey give consent?
His donkey's name's Doodle. Doodle.
Oh, jeez.
Donkey, what is it?
He's like, there's got to be due process here, and I paid $500 for her. I want her back.
Donkey Doodle Dandy.
It's a miniature donkey?
Yeah. I wonder how big a miniature donkey is.
So he's into midgets.
Big enough, apparently. Yeah.
Midget bestiality.
Apparently, its size is functional for a few activities.
No.
So you people in Florida need to calm down. What was happening last week in Florida? Some other crazy shit.
There's always something going on in Florida. Now they got, they're going to have hanging chads.
I don't think anybody from Florida is running this year, are they? You got that Muslim from Hawaii. And
what? I heard he's from Kenya.
I heard he was a native Hawaiian.
Obama or Rambama?
He's sick of us Holly people.
Yeah.
Did you see that recent South Park about the Hawaiians where Butters found out he was part Hawaiian?
No, his I did parents watch were on a couple vacation. Of them last night, though.
Dude, it's fucking hunt. Yeah, I think it's probably true. All these people who have timeshares and condos in Hawaii, and since it's been like 10 years, they're like, we're natives, and you Holly people need to leave here. That's what they call the mainlanders, you know.
Holly people?
Yeah. Holly girls. Holly. Yeah.
Like Hollywood?
H-A-L-L-I. It's a Hawaiian
Holly?
Word. Holly?
Holly. Did you guys ever see North Shore?
This
movie
so.
Called North Shore. Uh-huh. Oh, man. You flew here. We grew here.
Is that about Hawaii?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's about this Howley coming in from the mainland and learning how to shape boards.
Oh,
his name is Rick.
See, I was pronouncing it as Howley, but it's H-A-L-I. It's a Hawaiian word, and it means mainlander, you know, not a native. But
yeah.
Funny episode. You got to catch up on your South Park. I was laughing my ass off.
All right. I watched one last night, but I forgot what it was.
Must not have been that funny.
Well, I think Barack Obama was in it. So it was kind of election-based.
They're pretty topical.
Yeah.
I don't think I saw this week's...
I don't know. They're getting hit right on the topic, though, when the new one comes out 2 days ago.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
2 days ago.
Yeah.
You missed that one. I haven't watched
They're going to be really
Maybe that's why
really
I haven't
topical.
Watched this week's episode yet.
That one was hilarious.
It was. It was great.
I saw it.
I can't believe
they
how
They had
funny.
This really funny thing that they did about either Romney or Obama.
Yeah.
I almost said
yeah.
Rambama.
And then at the end, there was like this really like... family value message that told you not to worry about voting because it's all bullshit anyway.
It almost seemed like it could have went either way until the last couple minutes. Like they really like produced it during the week and then
spoiler
at the last
alert. Come on, spoiler.
It was almost like they made two.
Yeah, yeah. It is.
Hey, there's people
they
who
were just ready to go.
The people haven't watched. There's some people who haven't watched yet, so don't spoil it for them.
But hey, what do you got in your CD player, Jim?
Right now.
Yeah.
What was the last thing that you chose to listen to on your own volition?
The last thing that I chose to listen to on my own volition is Leo Kottke 6 and 12 string. It's sitting on top of the record player right now.
On your turntable.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, we don't use a CD player.
I was going to ask you what was in your cassette deck, but do you run a cassette deck?
Yeah, I've got a couple cassettes. One of them is Slayer. Right now, it's a two-decker.
Yeah, I got one of those.
And it's Slayer, the Live Undead.
Yes.
And the other side is... I think it's some songs that me and my friend Cheyenne wrote.
Right on.
That we recorded a long, really long time ago.
I haven't looked in my tape deck for a long time. I wonder if there's a tape in there.
Skid Row.
Nah. I think I saw the case laying on the ground. I think it's Possessed Beyond the Gates.
Nice.
Which is it's kind of a tough listen because it's got bad.
What lays beyond the beneath behind the
gates?
But
while we're talking about that, I guess we should, and I was going to skip it again, but I know that I'll get flack from our good number one fan Hans Jacobson.
What, do you have an intro?
Yeah, remember? He got so pissed.
No, he got upset because we mentioned that we might make an intro sometime.
And then we did, well, we did it live.
We were
live.
Doing it live.
Exactly.
Yeah. But then we didn't do it live one time because we
were
lazy.
No, like 3 days in a row we didn't do the thing. And then he's like texted me personally and said, hey, where's my intro?
It was really one day for us though.
Was it?
Well, we record three episodes on one. I mean, hey.
All right, here you go, Hans. What's in Hans's CD player? What's in Hans's CD player? What's in Hans's CD player? We're going to find out today. What's in Hans's CD player? What's in Hans's CD player? What's in Hans's CD player? We're going to find out right now. Okay. Then we listen to the slow version while we tell you. See, he's pretty proud to be a part of the podcast. We give him a little bit every day, and it gives him something to do while he's at work. Not that he doesn't love his job there at CH2M Hill, whatever the fuck that place is called.
Sounds okay. Like a formula I need to memorize for a test.
Wow, Hans is going old school on us. He's listening to Gigi Allen, Carnival of Excess.
Oh, that's a great album.
Is that
that's
the,
like the
acoustic
one?
Yeah,
right?
Right. I think he hired a Memphis band with a steel guitar and all that stuff to do that thing. So,
yeah, it,
it's gone backwards.
Son
now.
Of Evil, right, was on there.
Yeah, and the Outskirts of Town one, the Warren Zevon song, Carmelita.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Hans, for that little whatever you call it. Give us a little something to talk about for a second. And you got to hear your thing again. And I don't even get a fucking theme song for What's on Terry's Turntable. Boop.
Wicka wicka.
I'm getting ready for the Napalm Death Show this Sunday night, which is going to be crazy awesome. Wehrmacht is opening the show. So I was listening to Utopia Banished on my record player. I got it off eBay. And the person that I got it from, they didn't take care of it as well as they should. It's got a little crackles and pops in it, but still sounds better than the CD when you turn it up real loud.
Yeah.
With record players, you got to make sure the record player is far away from the speakers or else it vibrates.
Oh, really?
I don't have that great of a record player. It's from like 98, the Kenwood, but speaking of record players, old J.D. Monroe, he had two turntables. He's pretty slick with those things.
I like having two corn dogs and a microwave.
Have you ever seen a DJ turntable enabler?
No, I have not.
Okay.
However, I did see the Zanat Rush show at Calipia Brewing.
I saw a video of that. What did you think?
I thought it was incredible.
It was. Yeah, I saw 14 minutes incredible. Of it. Yeah, it was good. I hadn't heard or seen any of them. But,
yeah, they put on an amazing show.
Yeah. Yeah. Sax player.
Are they still playing,
player
outside?
Effects, you know? So it's
and
it's
Dave Dave Trinkle, of course, a master on the keyboards.
Yeah. Are they still playing outside?
Outside.
No, it was inside.
It was inside, yeah.
They can't do outside shows anymore as far as the last time I talked to Paul because of the fire marshal and the police department.
Yeah, I didn't know because there was a couple times I went out there and they were still doing it like in the back room. But I didn't know if that's what was outlawed.
The back room meaning the warehouse?
Yeah.
No, they said that was done for now. But that was a couple months ago. I don't know. I haven't talked to Paul for a while. I feel
well,
like I'm disassociated.
Over a couple months.
Well.
For me. No, for me that I've been in there. So
yeah, I think the last time I was in there was April or something.
Well, it's always
like
a great time at the Calipuya Brewing Company.
Oh boy,
in
howdy.
Albany,
it
Oregon.
Is. Man,
it is.
I would like to. I've been trying to talk those guys into getting some comedy shows in there, and Paul said, "You know what? Maybe we need some comedy."
They do.
And I tried to do karaoke, and it just never took.
Yeah.
A couple people would show up every time, and then like most people are like, "What? Having karaoke?
You think it would be kind of...
We want to play darts.
Yeah.
Well, you think it would be...
Joint.
Yeah,
you know,
for
they
sure.
Got the, they got the every newspaper on the West Coast sitting there and a shelf with games on it. It's just more of a bar,
Do you think it would be weird doing comedy there because of the low ceiling?
Why? Are you waiting for me to get it?
No, because it would, you know.
I thought it was a joke that you were waiting for me to get.
No. I just thought, you know, because it has an exceptionally low ceiling for, like, a venue, kind of, doesn't it?
Yeah, but, you know, everybody plays on the floor, so that's great.
Yeah.
I've never thought about the impact it would have on a comedy performance of how low the ceiling was.
It could.
What's that noise? What is that noise?
Zip-a-dee-beep-beep-a-dip-a-doo-bop-boo. Just me scatting around.
It's still doing it.
About...
Hope you guys could hear that out there and don't think that we're just paranoid schizophrenics.
Would you do a sit-down...
A collective episode. That's great.
What about sit-down...
It was documented.
...comedy show.
These guys hallucinated the same sound.
No, where you have to sit down Indian style and tell jokes.
I saw Bill Hicks sit down doing stand-up because he had a broken foot.
Oh,
God
really?
Damn it. Who is that your phone, Gatch? I'm going to kill you.
Might just be general.
Could be my teeth.
They have a.
Have you been rolling your new grill lately? I'm
picking up radio signals.
You just open your mouth around the mic and you can hear like a country song.
That would be awesome.
I had an amp that always would pick up a country station for some reason.
Yeah.
It's like a weird tube amp, and I'm like, we get on.
You could have just pretended to play.
I know.
I've heard talk radio come through a lot, AM frequency.
Or if you get someone passing by that has a CB radio,
oh, that's good
those
too.
Come right through. And you always get a good snippet of the conversation that's taken out of context that you totally don't understand.
So would that work? Yeah, I mean, why don't you have somebody manning a CB radio in the back for like when you do like a little break of the song, and then they're going to go, hey, you're breaker 1-4.
Hey, you do that pretty good.
Yeah, and then it'll come through on the amp, and people will be like,
obviously used to run on channel 14.
Yep. Breaker 1-4.
Wow, you're good.
Breaker.
You used to run a ham radio at all?
I did.
Red leather, yellow leather.
It was in Hawaii. It was a spam radio.
Roger, rat. Over.
Yeah, pineapple dials.
Rubber, baby, buggy bumpers.
I'm not who sure Roger is, but somebody's talking pretty bad
about
Roger.
Dude, that's Roger Rabbit.
Roger Rabbit. Man, I wish sometimes that I could see better than I can, because I have to wear glasses.
I think
you guys
most people
both have good vision.
Yeah, I have great vision.
You got Indian vision?
You got Indian vision.
Is that good?
No. Don't you think everybody in the
entire...
Is that
bad?
Do you think there's anybody...
Can you see or not?
Yeah, I can see. But I'm not like...
Do you have 20/20 vision?
20/20.
Okay.
But don't you think everybody in the world wishes they could see better? Is anyone wishing they could see worse?
I know people who have 20/15 vision, which doesn't even make any sense, which means that they see better than perfect.
Wow.
No, that wouldn't be perfect, though, would it?
I have no idea.
Because it would be like what you see at 20 feet with one eye appears to be 15, so you'd be like...
Seeing it better, right?
No, you'd be still off 5 with the eyes.
It'd be 5
off. The same as being 20/25, but it would be the other way.
One eye's perfect and one eye's better than perfect.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's incredible.
My tried telling me my fucking vision was 20/900.
What?
I can see. I squint, I can read that sign that says victims of internal decay. So I'm not that blind.
All right, so it's no, I had my math backwards. Okay, so 20/15 would be
back maskins?
Well, a normal person sees it 20 feet.
Is what you see.
And 20
you would
DPI.
See it as, you would see it as 15 feet.
Yeah, which is closer.
Better than, all right. So what normal people would see at 20 feet.
I'm supposed to see at 900.
You...
I think he's a quack.
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
I think it might be backwards.
Is that what
right?
that whole 20/20 thing is all about?
Yeah. If you have 20/20 vision, then what you see at 20 feet is what you should see at 20 feet. If you
Shit.
Have 20/90 vision, what you see at 20 feet looks like it's 90 feet away.
No, that's...
No, so what...
Google that shit, Justin.
So, like, if you looked across the street right now, it looks like 900 feet away?
That's what that's why I said my doctor's a quack.
Wow, because I mean that would.
He's
would
not only.
Really, I can think of his depth perception.
I would be really lazy. It'd be like, man, it's
not
a
only,
long ways across to the store.
Hey, man, you want to walk up to Geary Street Market?
Fuck
grab
that.
Some chocolate.
That's like 7 miles.
It's really
it's 900
far.
900 feet just to the kitchen.
Yeah, I don't know, but
man,
I'm gonna
that
find
dude's
out.
Couch stinks.
And
yeah, he thinks the bathroom's like a quarter mile up the road.
And while we do it, we can play the Bing game for a second too.
All right.
So I'm gonna Bing this and find
would
out.
Would you rather?
What?
Oh, you got
what
it.
Is? Because I'm gonna ask, what is 20/20 vision? What all is? Right. What is an electoral vote? That's of course what's gonna come up right here.
Is that trending right now?
Yeah.
So I hope that
everything
all
is.
People.
What is a provisional ballot? What is an electoral vote? What
I
does
hope
electoral vote mean?
There's a lot of people under the.
It's some 47-year-old dude sitting there in the living room with his family watching the coverage of the big game.
Yeah.
He's got his laptop there. And he's like, "You kids want to find out what an electoral vote is? Because I really don't know. Let's look it up."
Well, that's what I was wondering. Is I was hoping that most of the people looking
he's
that
been,
up were
he's been
in
voting
third grade
this whole time.
Less.
Wow, if I put in what is 20, it comes right up. What does 20/20 vision mean? So we're going to find out right
hindsight.
Now.
Hindsight.
20/20 vision is hindsight. Is that what it says? How's that phrase go?
Hindsight is always 20/20.
Uh-huh.
There you go. Yeah. Thanks. Mm-hmm. So you always see better when you're looking back at something?
I guess so.
No, that means that
if I would have done this, gosh, yeah, it'd be totally different. I wish I wouldn't have done that.
That means
well, hindsight's always 20/20.
Yeah, it means you could you could always do it perfectly if you.
It's like revenge is this best served cold. What does that mean?
The one I love is when somebody, I don't know if you ever worked in the heavy trades, like heavy labor, but a guy will come up to you and say, you know, if a guy is smart, he'd ... he'd do this or that.
Yeah.
Or just comes up brazenly and says, there's a better way to do that.
Yeah.
God.
Work smart, not hard.
Die.
Yeah, I'm doing it my way.
Die.
So I guess if you're from across the sea, you have 6'6 vision. It's a metric equivalent of 20/20 vision.
How?
And that's a true story, though. In the expression of 20/40 vision, the 20 is the distance in feet between the subject and the chart. The 40 means that the subject can read the chart as well as a normal person can read the chart from 40 feet.
So you can read the chart at 20 feet.
Then it's good. But if you are, if they tell you that you have 20/40 vision, then you're seeing it what a normal person would see from 40 feet.
So you're seeing what a normal person would see from 900 feet.
That's what it says, but I still said EFT.
But only in like
TOZLPED, because I memorized the vision chart.
Only in like recognition of objects, so not in depth perception, right?
I don't know.
So things just look blurry. It doesn't actually look like across the street is like a block away, right?
I don't know.
I'd like to take a step back here.
Okay,
if we can.
Let's step back for a second.
A moment ago, you said that you have 20/900 vision.
That's what my doctor said.
And then shortly afterwards, you just so you so casually mentioned that. That's okay though. I just memorized the chart. EFTOZ. You laid out all the letters.
Yeah,
and that's really scary to me.
Because even though I memorized the chart, they still said it was 2900.
No, but there's some. Okay, that's one. You have
like,
a good
you got
doctor.
2015.
You have a good doctor, and, your doctor was able to recognize. Yeah, all right, very funny, Terry. Whatever it was, but there's people out there that just can't see.
Oh, big time!
And they go in there and they have that thing memorized. They need to change letters on that goddamn sign.
It should be random.
Yesterday. I know.
Yesterday,
they it should
have
be
a bunch of them, 17 of them or something, and they'll just. Is it like what's his name? The Wheel of Fortune guy, Pat Sajak.
Yeah.
Spin that wheel. Yeah. Okay, would you grab that one for me? And they grab it and slide it in the thing, and they step back, and they get to pick a couple.
Yeah.
Bottles.
So anybody who's getting ready to do an eye exam, just remember
transparency.
EFPTOZLPEDFECFDEDFCEF. 20/20 vision. I'm just kidding. They might not all be the same, but
and sure
I didn't really
look at one.
It.
That wasn't that.
It always starts with E. F T P O Z.
Yeah. So. But they have that other one that has like all the E's, right? But they're just different ways.
I remember seeing one, like, when I was a kid where the guy would stand at different places in the room with a thing that looked like an E. It was very obviously an E when you held it that way, it looked like an E. Mm-hmm. You would do a W and an M. And you would keep moving back and do it either E, W, or M.
Yeah, I remember that chart, too, because it would have the... flash gang signs. I think that's why they don't use that one anymore.
And that's great that you said that that's scary because people can get away with being blind. And I think what made me even start talking about this was just on Halloween in California. California DMV office gave a new driver's license to a man who had disclosed on his renewal form that he was legally blind. And they still gave it to him because they missed it. And this article says, unlike Al Pacino in Scent of a Woman, he doesn't plan to test his luck.
But does he plan to say, hoo-ah?
But this old guy, he's 72. He's a lawyer who has represented elderly people who plowed into a farmer's market, killing 10 people in 2003. It disturbed him enough that he contacted the L.A. Times to tell his story. He suffers from this retinitis pigmentosa, which is a degenerative illness that reduces peripheral vision. He has lost 94% of his vision, and he can only see a small tunnel, and they just gave him his license.
Is it the Lincoln Tunnel?
No, it's just like, it's like,
that back and forth.
It's like driving through the Lincoln Tunnel in a snowstorm at all times. But
so is that like having like a... like a circumference letterbox?
I guess.
Though maybe it's just that like that part. If that part of it, see, because that's a weird thing to think about. Like when I was a kid, I used to wonder, like, okay, that kid's blind. I had a couple of kids at school that were blind.
Yeah.
Now does he, do you, I asked him, like, do you see black? Like, what do you see? He's like, I don't see anything. I don't know what sight is.
Whoa, he's like, completely
never,
blind. Okay.
Like, okay, if
he doesn't
get,
even know
like
color.
When you're a kid, you want to pretend like you're blind, right? So you, uh-huh. you close your eyes. I'm going to put this blindfold on you. And then
but
you're,
you see
you're
black.
You're blind, but you do see something. And then
you see black and little things.
Like, if you close your eyes hard enough, really fast in front of the light,
going,
yeah, it all dissipates. It gets weird. It's great. Yeah. But this
they don't even know.
I love doing that.
No concept of sight at all.
I'm gonna do that right now.
And I remember being blown away by that. So maybe
you're blowing my mind right now.
The first thing that I think about when I think of, well, this guy has tunnel vision,
whoa.
Is that everything is black except for this tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
Like he has tunnel vision. Okay, so it's like this big, you know, circle letterbox thing that he's got going on.
Yeah.
But no, maybe that's just all he can see. Like when you put that little circle in front of you. But
yeah.
Is there nothing
it'd
in
be
here?
Like,
what's in here?
Like, it'd be like
that?
Trying to look at the eclipse through that little shoebox that you punch the paper, the little pinhole through.
Yeah, that's no fun.
Yeah, it'd be really hard. Or when you're like doing the Porky's scene, when you're like looking in the girls' locker room, but you can't really see like the peripheral.
So it says that he kind of did it to see if he could get away with it because he eschewed his white cane and his glasses and went in with his daughter kind of guiding him but not acting like he was blind.
Uh-huh.
So he kind of like did a sting on him almost by going in there not looking blind. And he did have to read an eye chart on the wall, but he said with his tunnel vision, once he located the chart... He had no trouble reading it.
Yeah.
Because he was looking in the right spot at the right time.
Yeah.
And so they said, if you suffer from retinitis pigmentosa, you are supposed to be ordered to take a driving test. Well, they failed
to. Seems like that would be the last thing they'd want you
Jeez.
To do.
Yeah, so it says the clerk failed to do so. So his driver's license just showed up in the mail 2 weeks later. And the spokeswoman for the department had no explanation for the undersighted oversight.
Hmm.
So that's scary. I mean, how many people do you think that are out there on the roads that are like literally ZZ Top driving while blind? With Jimmy Walker by their side.
Well, they're in Texas. They're like
blind in Texas. Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Driving while blind in Texas.
And
it scares me because there's so many weird wrecks and shit out there and people getting killed all the time.
I mean, the test is kind of cheesy anyway, right? I mean, what skills does this test really teach you?
I kind of want to retake it. I haven't taken it since I was 17 years old.
It was really basic. I got my license when I was 22. Yeah.
My parallel parking was the complete street was empty, and he said just pull up to the curb. The complete street was empty.
Did you do it in Lebanon?
Yeah.
I went to Junction City to take mine. Cause
I did it in Albany. Had to do the four-way stop. Like
oh, wow.
A little route through the neighborhood over there where it is in town there. And, they take you around the bakery and then back into that neighborhood, and they take you to a two-way stop, and then the lady took me to a T intersection to see what I would do and all that kind of stuff. It was a good test.
Yeah. They told me that they probably shouldn't give me my license because I was going too slow.
Oh, really?
But they gave it to me anyway.
I got accused of driving before, which I had, of course. I'd done a lot of driving. I just didn't have my license.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were 22.
Yeah.
And they probably knew that, and they were probably trying to get you to admit it. You've been driving, son. I know you do too well.
I switched down and did it with one hand. I wasn't all paranoid about it and stuff. I was like, let's do this. Because I'd lived in Seattle for a really long time, and you could just ride the bus everywhere or ride your bike and throw your bike on the bus and just get everywhere for like $1.60 a day.
So no need to have a car.
No, I mean, you can get 20 miles outside of town. You can get a bus down to SeaTac if you wanted to. And it's, so I got back there and took that test. And she's like, I know you've been driving. Like, you drove with one hand the way you went around that corner. You look like a cab driver. Like, oh, geez.
I've been playing video games, ma'am.
Just in Seattle. It's no big deal. Yes.
Somehow I got a job as a cab driver when I lived up there.
Right.
They didn't check whether I could see or whether I was old enough to have a license.
Took out my Idol and cranked up the stereo.
Billy Idol?
Do you want me to take the tunnel or the bridge?
No, don't go that way. That's a big backup to that tunnel. Cab driver.
All right. Well, I think that will probably bring us to a close for this Friday.
Right, you got some swag.
What is it?
Oh, sweet.
It's a present.
Can't look. Is it popcorn?
Oh, I hope so.
It's swag.
Right on.
Hopefully it's a Norska patch.
Oh, we don't have patches.
It's a koozie.
We don't have patches yet.
Oh, yeah.
And a sticker.
Right on. There's a little envelope over there for a little prize package.
So you guys probably got a couple areas where you get rid of stuff like this. Let's give some plugs out for some Norska. You got Bandcamp.com.
Yeah, we sell them on Bandcamp. More than anything.
Is it Bandcamp.com/Norska band or is it
Norska.bandcamp.com?
Okay, see, I knew I had it.
That's a tough one for me too, man.
Norska.bandcamp.com. Okay, and you guys also have a Facebook page, probably.
Yeah, we're
that you can go like them on
Norska Rock on Facebook.
And we've played some Norska here on the show, and a lot of our listeners like to. Oh, buttons too! Fuck yeah! I almost overlooked the buttons.
We're posting a lot of photos from tour and stuff that we had and we didn't do anything with while we were out, and we're doing that right now on Instagram as Norska Rock. Also,
I saw a couple of those. Yeah, those are cool. Some tour pictures will be available for you guys to check out. And last Saturday when we were at the Cloud and Kelly's with 30-pound test, old Lyndon was rocking a Norska shirt.
Yeah.
With this design on it, with the blue face.
I love those
person.
Guys.
Yeah.
Was that a Halloween show?
No, it was the Saturday after Halloween. It was on the 3rd.
At Halloween show, I won a DS.
DJ turntable enabler badass. And bikini, right?
Yeah, and yeah, it was a great show. There over 100 people through the door at that little place, but I don't think there was ever 100 in there at one time. But I had never got to see a DJ turntable enabler, and I guess he had an Iron Maiden tribute band that played on Halloween at Bombs Away Cafe, which doesn't seem like a place where a metal band would play.
I heard it was incredible.
I heard that too, and they played at some other, the Majestic Theater in Corvallis the weekend before that, so I guess it was kind of a one-off, or I guess you'd say two-off kind of thing, but J.D. Monroe, pretty impressive. I'd wished that we could collaborate. I'd approached him about starting a Frank Zappa tribute band, and he just said, pajama people. He just kept saying pajama people because they're a band that already does it really well in the area. And he's like, why would we even try to do it? There's already a band doing it really well, and we would probably pale in comparison to them. I said, okay, I guess I'll just go see if I could try to join that band. But yeah, I'd like to do something.
Where do you guys get your buttons done at?
Our friend Ryan made those for us. She has a button press.
Right
on. Yeah.
Right
on. Stump?
Yeah.
Cool. I like that word because I have one.
Yeah, I've often thought about getting a button pressing machine because it'd just be fun to make buttons all day.
Yeah. Yeah, buttons are great. People really like buttons.
You just go, chunka. How much could it
cost? No, but I'm talking about like you get
make
to
make any kind of button you want.
Yeah, you get to be a creative outlet. If you want to draw big old vaginas and make buttons out of them, there you go.
A vagina's in a butt.
Yep, or the one button I want to make, support local boobies.
When I was a young man, I wanted to make a silk screen, just like a one or two pass silk screen thing that you could do on the street.
Yeah,
that was a butthole, and you could just cruise around, and have different colors ready to go.
Yeah,
and just knife a little on there and put a butthole silk screen, a nice fucking two panel butthole on there.
Two panel butthole.
What if you just got some brown spray paint and you just put like the WD-40 nozzle in there, and then you could just right on the back of people's pants, right in the butt.
A misting bottle.
Yeah.
You guys are sick.
Hit anybody with the white pants going on.
All right, everybody. You guys have a wonderful weekend. I guess we're going to wrap this up here. Are we wrapping up?
Yeah.
Thanks for having me, you guys.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Hey, you guys go check out Norska. If you see him, you guys don't got any shows coming up right now, huh?
Nah.
If you want, you can stay in the closet over the weekend and come back on Monday.
Okay.
All right.
It's all up to you, though, if you have the weekend free. I don't know. Most people have lives.
I could probably do it on Monday.
All right.
All right, you guys have a great weekend, and thanks for listening. We'll see you on Monday.
Rock on.
And metal.
The TagCast podcast can be heard on iTunes,
Stitcher,
TuneIn Radio,
and our website,
TagCastPodcast.com.
You can also hear us rebroadcast on internet radio station Rock Out Radio on Friday evenings.
And CNEU Radio on Monday afternoons.
Find us on Facebook and review us on iTunes.
Help support our show. Donate directly on our website.
Or click on our Amazon affiliate link before you shop there.
TagCastPodcast.com.
I got plugs.
I got plugs, butt plugs.
Unfortunately, yes, they're butt plugs.
Butt plugs and plugs.
Don't be a plug in the butt.
Bathtub of plugs.
Hey, all you taggots, looking for something fun to do, or are you just going to sit around with a plug up your butt? I don't think you want to do that. We got lots and lots of shows coming up this month, so go check out some comedy or some music. Saturday, November 10th, that's this Saturday, at the Stonefront Tavern in Salem on Commercial. Your Candidate is a Loser comedy show with myself, Terry Guile, headlining the show. John Mink will be featuring, and Eric Alexander Moore will be opening the show. It's hosted by Bradley Peterson. It's a mere $2 at the door. Starts at 9 o'clock, and it's 21 and over. Come down and hear some political comedy from those first two guys, and then just come hear me tell my regular jokes. If you're not in Salem that night, go down to the Dixie Creek Saloon. Our brothers in Crimson Guardian will be playing a show with Brutos and Catechus at 9 p.m.
Butt plugs.
And butt plugs are free at the Dixie Creek Saloon that night. You got to be 21, though. So, and if you're in Portland the next night, you should come with me to Napalm Death, Wehrmacht, Municipal Waste, Exhumed, and Attitude Adjustment at the Hawthorne Theater. $16, it's all ages, doors open at 7, the show starts at 8. And if heavy metal isn't your cup of tea, head over to the Ash Street Saloon that night on the 11th for the Down and Dirty Comedy Showcase, hosted by Patrick Perkins, this month featuring Shades Matheson, Boomer, Jesse Priest, Richie Stratton, Whitney Streed, and the very hilarious Ian Carmel. That's $5 at the door, it's 21 and over, and it starts at 9 o'clock. The next weekend, Friday, November 16th, we got Floater and We Have Guns at the McDonald Theater. It's all ages. It starts at 7. Well, the doors open at 7. But I hope you're a Republican because it's $25 at the door. $20 in advance. Get your tickets now or save your pennies because that's coming up in a few weeks. The November 17th, we got the Dixie Creek Comedy Showcase number 4 with Andy Andrus headlining the show. I'll be doing a set. Jesse Priest will be doing a set. Dustin Gatchel will be hosting the show. We'll be doing a live taping of the season finale of the TagCast podcast after the show. And it starts at 9:30. It's 21 and over. It's a free show. Donations are accepted, but not required. November 28th, it's the one-year anniversary of the Oak Street Speakeasy Comedy Showcase that Seth Milstein's been putting on. Wait, two-year anniversary? Two-year anniversary. It's got to be 2 years. Can't be one. I don't know. I'll figure it out sometime. But it's going to have sets from Derek Sheen, Xander DeVoe, Mac Chase, and Seth Milstein, who will not be hosting. He'll just be doing a set. It'll be hosted by Carmichael McGee. A $5 suggested donation gets you in the door, but if you're broke, you can get in for free. It starts at 9 o'clock. It's 21 and over. Like I said, at the Oak Street Speakeasy in Eugene. Thursday, November 29th, Willamette Valley local music scene and Dave Wilson are bringing some metal down from Portland to Sub-Zero, formerly the Platinum, in Corvallis with Kingdom Under Fire and American Roulette. Bikini will open the show. I don't have any details on that as of now. It's a Thursday night, so we'll keep you posted on that. The next night, it's Blake's Birthday Bash in Portland on Friday, November 30th at the Tiger Bar with 30-pound test, Awake, and We Have Guns, $6, 21 and over, 9 p.m. That will be a rager, I believe. Saturday, December 1st at the Dixie Creek Saloon, we got Hive Tyrant coming over from Central Oregon. With Dirt Clod Fight and Sons of Dirt, which I don't know if that's related to the Dirt Clod Boys or what, but those three bands will be playing at the Dixie December 1st. It's 9 p.m., 21 and over, free show. The next weekend, December 8th, more Doom at the Dixie with Ninth Moon Black, Witchosaurus Hex, Griefhammer, and Die Like Gentlemen, which is a band from Portland that's going to be coming down and rocking our arses off. Another free show there, as they always are, at the Dixie, 21 and over, 9 o'clock. Friday, December 14th, the Oak Street Speakeasy. If you've ever been there, you'll be surprised to know that Corrosion of Conformity will be playing with Yob and Saviors. It's 21 and over. There's got to be some specific details coming out soon about the tickets because I know that it's going to sell out. So, and if that's not your cup of tea or if you're not in Eugene that night and you're in Corvallis, Friday, December 14th, go to the Whiteside Theater and see 30-pound test open for Floater. Those guys are playing lots of shows around the area. This show is expected to sell out, so you want to get your tickets early. We'll have details on where those tickets are available by next week, I'm sure. And last on the list, probably my last comedy show of the year, will be the day after Christmas, the 26th of December, Oak Street Speakeasy with Seth Milstein and friends. I don't have the lineup yet, but make plans now for that Wednesday night comedy show. It's the day after Christmas, so Did you hear all those shows? That's like 15 things you can go do. So go do something, you guys. Go check out some live entertainment. In the meantime, listen to the TagCast podcast at tagcastpodcast.com.
What plug?